This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect.
Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City at Bahamas every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Telephone lines tonight, if you want to call in, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us powered by BTC at 422-GR96. Today's show is brought to you by Bamboo Shark. Our producing studios is Mr. Volley, and he just does an outstanding job every week on just about every particular show that comes on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Today's show, we're going to talk a little about a comment I saw on Facebook. The commissioner of police made reference to a particular motto. I hope it's not false news, because there's so many false and news out there and so many news that are true that you don't know what is true from false and false from truth. So, you know, you don't know what you receiving on your Facebook messages, which is get transferred from person to persons all around the world. And sometimes it is be true, sometimes it don't be true, sometimes it be both. So I just want to see if we can talk a little bit about that incident. And then we'd have my co-host, Nate DeGrado, who's been on vacation for a little while. He will be calling in a few minutes after we discuss the matter with the Commissioner of Police statement. And we'll be talking about the Olympics. We really want to talk about the success. Even in failure, because failure leads to success. And we'd like to say to all the Olympians that are traveling to the Olympics and have participated, whether you have won a gold medal, a silver medal, a bronze medal, you might have not won no medal at all. The fact of the matter is, I just want each and every one of you to know that you are already a champion, okay? You did great representing your country at the best of your abilities under extreme circumstances where we have an outbreak of a devastating COVID-19 that struck the entire world. And you guys did a fantastic job. Guys and ladies did a fantastic job, to the coach, the coaching staff, to all the athletes. So it's not just about the goal. We have to look at the set, who finished eighth, who finished ninth, and et cetera. And we have to look at it as a win-win situation. Could you imagine you out there in the front of all those people, or where you seeing athletes who you know have world records and a champion, you know, and then you go there and compete at the best of your ability for your small nation, which is the Bahamas. You guys are real champion. All of you did a wonderful and outstanding job, and keep up the good work. Okay, Nate just said will do, so let me hurry get you a comment if I can find it real quick. Okay, something I saw that is very interesting, because these are the matters that I can discuss, because I know what the commissioner is referring to. So let me just turn on the volume. If not, I just want to read something. I think I got it now. Where is it going? In a minute or so, just...
I'm just
I supposed to have this planned, but I was so busy today. Okay.
In Orange County.
All right. No. Okay, the Commissioner of Police, Commissioner of Police, it's coming up right now. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, here we go. The Commissioner of Police was talking with the fact that how many police was collaborating with certain persons of interest who he feel may have been arrested for marijuana possession, et cetera. Minor offenses, not attempted murder or murder charges, but probably someone who got caught with a small possession of marijuana. It could be anywhere from quarter pound to half a pound or et cetera. And he is saying that, in fact, let me read what he is saying. Okay. The Commissioner of Police, Paul Rule, I know him personally too, said he is concerned about officers recovering guns and making no arrests, charging that some officers are unscrupulous teens and concluding with criminals. During a recent, during a recent ceremony for several officers, the Commissioner of Police said, whenever he sees officers recovering weapons but making no arrests, he becomes nervous. That brings red flags to me, he said. I say to you, in my 38 years, I ain't never ride around the corner and stop in somebody's yard and find one gun under the garbage. That ain't never happened to me. I am all over the place. Even now, I still on patrol. How come I ain't know that I should go in there and find a gun? So what he's saying, if he's the Commissioner of Police and he's on a routine patrol, how it is that he can just miraculously look at an abandoned vehicle and then go there and search and find a firearm, or abandoned houses and find a firearm. Okay? So that's what he's talking about, you know? Unless there was a tip given to the officer from someone who was held in custody who gives information that is credible, and then the officer doesn't do the search. But he is talking about the fact that they didn't even get this from a suspect. He is saying that, let me finish the statement. He said, sometimes when people are locked up with a little bit of drugs, officers tell them, I need a gun. The suspects then get a gun and hides it, Rule said. So what he's saying now, when he talked about if he's patrolling and then all of a sudden he gets the idea that a firearm is in the car, okay, and he finds a firearm. So he is saying that when certain officers, this is a practice, they would arrest somebody with a small amount of marijuana, et cetera, or a small petty charge, and then tell that person in particular that they want a firearm. Okay? In a few minutes, we allow you to call. I just want to finish reading this. That conclusion brings it, that conclusion because it means that you are concluding with the criminal to allow him to get away with dope, Rule said. He gave you the gun. You now have the illegal weapon. I should lock you up. I'm telling you because I'm saying you cannot do something like that without the consent of the commissioner. The only person who can put somebody before the court or abstain them from going to court is the commissioner. So officers, you all please don't do that. So far, the police have recovered 175 firearms and 2,496 rounds of ammunition. According to the police crime report, at least eight incidents have been reported this year where guns were found in the bushes, derelict vehicles, discarded sofas or elsewhere by officers acting on information in which each incident no arrests were made. Rule recalled that a similar incident happened before the officers. He said demanded that the suspect who retrieved the gun, that means this person got a gun, but when he returned the gun, they said find a better one, so it probably was a gun he, you know, was trying to play slick with the police, or he is someone who didn't have a gun, and then he was in desperate desire to please the officers, because if he didn't go find a gun, he would probably be arrested, you know, for the marijuana. So in order to avoid arrest, he goes and probably sees one of his neighbors or friends' gun, and then he steals it, etc. And then you have some who do have firearms who are selling marijuana, and the police do arrest, and they ask them to give a firearm. Sometimes these guys have 2, 3, 4, 5 guns, and so the guys would say, you know what, if you drop the charges against the marijuana, I would give you a gun. So while stay in custody, they would go and call one of their friends or girlfriends or someone who they're acquainted with, and saying, go and take the gun and put it in a specific spot. They would get their phone call. The police would allow them to get a phone call. And then he or she would tell the officers exactly where to go and find that particular firearm. In essence, that is a good thing. And then it's also a bad thing, like I'm going to read. He said in one instance, when the person did go through that, one of the fellas who went and did that was then found dead and burning up, I think, in the back of a car because he stole a particular gun. Yes, this is the practice of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. It's a way and a tactic of getting rid of illegal firearms that are on our streets. We have abundance of firearms on our streets. Sometimes the police be over-aggressive in these particular matters, and they sometimes use it at the wrong particular time because the suspect who they have in custody is not one who really has that type of information to get a firearm. And then there are some who has the firearm who are really a danger to society. So if we could get 1 or 2 guns with their hands by this tactics, it's no problem. But then again, we have to be very careful that we don't use this tactics as a way when we get persons who are not serious criminals who get locked up for specific small matters who in turn will put their life on the line, et cetera, and et cetera. So, you know, the commission said that if anything, this should be referred to the commissioner and the commission themselves would deal with it. But this is a good tactic. It's also a bad tactic, but it's a tactic that's necessary because the police can't find some of these guns. And these guns that they take off the streets are actually guns that are devastating the streets in Nassau. So this is something that the Royal Bahamas Police Force is going to have to work out. But this is an ongoing process. It's a good tactic. It's a very, very good tactic to get firearms off the street that police would not be able to search and find themselves. You know, because they could include AK-47, 9mm. If you read the news, you'd see where they find guns around the country. And that's the excellent way of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. But sometimes they put persons in danger. So they have to be very careful on the suspects, the offense. And like the commissioner said, it should be referred to them. But the commissioner, you're a one man, and there are too much divisions. The Royal Bahamas Police Force have been doing this for a very, very long time, even before your time. So I think that you should just hover board, be brief, but you can't know all the matters dealing with the firearm. Police officers giving people immunity if they get locked up with marijuana and then turn to give you a firearm. That's a plus. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Olympics. Nate is online? Okay, Nate the Great.
Yeah, what's up,
Daddy? All is good, man. So I want you on today. You know, you've been on your 2-3 years vacation. You must have hit the jackpot. But today is a very good day. I was commenting on the matter of the police force, and then the police commissioner, Nate the Great. I know we're going to talk a little bit about yourself before we talk about the Olympics, but I just want to talk about the fact that the comment I just made. And we noticed, you know, Nate, in the streets, police do ask specific persons for a firearm who get locked up with certain dangerous drugs. It's a plus, you know, sometimes it's a plus, but sometimes it puts one life in danger. But we don't want to get on that topic with you. So how you been, Nate?
Yeah, man, I been good. You know, it's all been busy. Things slowed up, staying active in the church community service theme, or That's a plus, is that, you know, following Christ, my Lord and Savior, it changes the dynamics of things, especially in my life, on a spiritual aspect. The physical is still there, still make jokes, still the same old me, but like, different walk.
Yes, you know, I'm real proud of you, you know, that's why I wasn't really, you know, bothering with you, because I see you was going through a phase in your life, and we must let everyone go through their phase in life. And I was happy to see that, you know, you get that God in you, because you was a real demon, you know. you know what I mean? So it's good that you took that part, because that's when you're finding yourself, you know, you're finding a greater purpose, you know, and you're finding a mindset now where you're freeing your mind. See, that's changing the mindset, and it's good to have a connection with God and the universe, you know. And I'm real proud of you, you know, and I just want you to know, and let everyone else out there know, sometimes in life you need separation. It's not really separation. It's that you need just space in order for you to change your mindset, to put you where you is your own boss. You talk to yourself, you set yourself in the right direction, and you say, this is where I want to go. And you need to do that, you know. Talk to yourself. Listen to me. You need to talk to yourself, because I talk to myself plenty of times, and it works. Okay?
Amen. 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 That is good.
All right. So, my brother, for everyone who's listening, everyone should know Nate. Nate is the co-host of the Inside Inner City. Just been on a long, long vacation. But from time to time, I have to get him on the airwaves to talk about himself personally. He just explained that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics. Nate, so you've been doing your stuff in the church. You feel good about that?
Yeah, that's the movement, you know. I think even with me and you and my arguments, when I kind of lose it, what you would call lose it, and we real people, so we speak real stuff on the show, and then we have real life, and everything, ain't everything is peaches, but at the same time, the area where we come from, you know, I bought that life, and you bought that life, being locked up late in my life was crazy, going through some triumphs and so forth like that, and being innocent in the sense of you know, you mess with me, I'm tired. The system isn't working with you and so forth. Like, so we all have our moments, whether it be in the past or in the future. Mm-hmm. So we haven't passed anything in terms of what we have grown into when we grow into sin. I mean, sorry, we are born into sin. So we are sinful people, but always having God was and the main focus was to get him even more. Mm-hmm. So the Bible say, you know, he said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And I have to prove that daily, that I love God by keeping his commandments. And he tells you what it is: jealousy, lust, hatred, greed, envy, whatever it falls under.
It's crazy.
Homosexuality, adultery, fornication. So those who are out there feel less than a person and so forth. I would say to you, hey, look, your man, give your life to Christ. Give it up. You know, especially, I speak from the heart, especially we have a nature now, but it ain't a nature to everybody, but you have a lot of guys who are homosexuals, and then me and you growing up, we were more homophobic. So once we find out you're, you know, we call you faggot or whatever, we tend to bash that. But when you come into Christ, you realize, like, hey, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it don't exempt me, because me and you was on a different road. It don't exempt us from sin. So that's why the Bible says repent daily and so forth like that, and we ought to repent. And it feels so good. We done going through a lot of problems. We done going through a midlife crisis through COVID and everything else. And, you know, worst case scenario, 50-50, something, even another plague or something comes up. You know, it's better to be where I'm at right now, to say, hey, look here, Father, I surrender everything to you and give it to you. And you know, he will come through for you. And I haven't suffered through COVID at all. I boast and I brag in the glory of God. I haven't lost a dollar. I haven't lost anything. And God is being good, man.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy. You know, it's amazing. You said something I've been saying for the last 2 weeks, and something as I keep reading, you know, I ask the universe or God for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And the last thing I ask him for is bravery. Okay? That means I would challenge any man or any woman if something that I believe is right. But I would never try to inflict my ways or my views on them. I would, it would always be a 50-50 conversation. And then if they make more sense than me, I would accept that fact. You understand? You talked about the commandments. You know something? something so strong about the commandment. And as I talk about it, I start to read about it more, and I really get to understand it, you know. He said, if you keep my commandments, you know, 10 commandments. Those 10 commandments is the guideline for all of us as human beings. You might not believe in God or the Bible, but those commandments stand for something, because those commandments stand for reality. You know, because if you look what the commandments say, all right, respect the Sabbath. Sabbath is supposed to be Saturday, if I'm correct, but we in the Bahamas, we celebrate it on a Sunday. So, that's the point and the question.
It's real powerful. It's real powerful, especially when we look at the Sabbath and we continue to look at it. Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So it was a point of rest that God knows only so much your body take as a human being, and then he needed that one-on-one daily basis. In reference to the Sabbath, you know, and God got to deal with everybody individually. But it doesn't change in terms of having the Sabbath. But in reference to the Sabbath, we are to keep our body holy. You know, the Bible says the body is a temple of the Lord, and we are to keep it holy. So every day we need to be holy. But I would like for us to concentrate more on what Christ said to. It could have been in Matthew, but what Christ said, he said, I give unto you a new commandment. Love your brothers as you love one another, or love yourself. So when we exercise love, no matter the color, the creed, agenda, movement, whatever it may be, we are to love one another. You have a lot of people on social media, especially even pastors and some prophets and so forth. They say, well, if they don't love me, I don't love them. They hate me, I hate them. No, that would make Christianity so different. We got to love you despite the hate. And we have to exercise it, because the Bible said all hearts are evil and deceitful, and who knows it? Only God. So let's concentrate on love and concentrating on obeying all commandments, as well as staying away and restraining from sin.
Yes.
And that can justify where you can be at with God, you know?
Yeah. And it's strange, you know, because when we talk about the commandments, I mean, when we were in primary school and et cetera, we used to get read the commandments. Today, like, no one really applies it to their life besides a few many of us do applies it. And I think that's the guideline if you should follow. You talked about love your neighbor as you love yourself. You talked about the Sabbath. You know, it has many great meanings. And I think it's the guideline is great and simple for us to follow.
We just complicate things when we try to go on to a genealogy, where Christ came from, the color and all this other stuff. So we ought to try to refrain away from this and just focus on the message and what God is actually giving you. You understand? Because we can go on. Like when you get on the show, you can call on the show, especially you. Somebody calls in and they say, man, you're from the, oh yeah, we're cousins. And you always get that. But do you really know them? You don't really know them. But just because if the lineage go on, we all are the human race at the end of the day, you know?
Wow, crazy. Well, anyway, I forgot, you know, a great man passed away, so I want to give a shout out to the late, great former Governor General and Deputy Prime Minister, Otto Dion Hanno. You know, Nate, these ones, like Mr. Hanno, I could say for him, he's an honorable man. I think he's a well-respected freedom fighter for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He is one who stood out from the rest. He is one who fought for the Bahamian people also. You know, and it's amazing to see that he is remembered. You know, when I listen to the airwaves, many persons were sending their condolences to the family. I want to send my condolences to Ms. Hannah Martin and the Hannah family for a great, true Bahamian patriot. And he truly is, because this is a reference to politicians now. Many of you will never get the respect like a real, true Bahamian patriot like Sir Otto Dion Hanno. Some of you are going to pass away. We all are going to pass away. But his work speaks for himself, because this young generation knows about this great man. Many of you today who are in the House of Parliament, you're going to be just get buried. And the Bahamian population is not even going to remember you because, see, these persons like Mr. Hanna, they fought for us who are here today. And they fought for a greater cause. They ain't just fought for themselves. They fought for the entire Bahamas. You saw him when he got locked up. You know, a little short man getting scruffled off by two Bahamian police officers of the House of Assembly and carried to Central Police Station. You know, they were sacrifices, you know. So I want to remind the politicians of the next generation, especially the set that are coming up now. If you don't be a person who stands for dignity, integrity, and like Nate talked about the Ten Commandments, do unto others of y'all that's doing to you, and et cetera, when you pass away, you're not going to be remembered like this great, great man. Your face is not even going to be in the newspaper like this great, great man. So I just want to say to the family, thumbs up to the Hanna family and to a true Bahamian patriot. So Otto, Dion, Hanna. Nate, you want to say something for Mr. Hanna?
Yeah, I'm a patriot. You know, I take that different, and I have respect. I have respect for all, and especially with those who been before me. You know, I love those guys. I love the streets. I love Somalo Butler. Finman was my favorite, and such and many more that fought for our country and so forth like that. They are the beacon. They're the head cornerstone, and I have the utmost respect for them in terms of what they have done for my nation, for our nation, Bahamaland. So I appreciate them and I love them dearly. But we ought to all try to get ourselves together and get right and be a beacon wise we can, and especially for others, and be that module. I never thought in a million years I was a role model because I was influenced by so many others. But when you decide that you want to give your life to Christ, you definitely should be a role model.
Mm.
So that's where I'm at.
Yes. A true Bahamian patriot. Yes, you young politicians, all the older politicians today, many of you are not going to be remembered like how Somalia Butler was. Did you saw the funeral of Sir Lyndon Pinellas? All the streets were littered with Bahamian people. Same thing with Malabi Butler and a few other politicians who passed away. That's because the Bahamian people knew them. They knew them. They knew that they cared for us and they loved us. And they did the best they could for us whilst they was living. You know, so remember that. Okay, Nate, I just want to talk briefly. You're a former Olympian, okay? How does it feel to go in a stadium and prepare yourself in front of thousands and thousands of people there? And then you're out of your jurisdiction, you're out of your hometown country, and now you're in a foreign land. How do you feel and how do you prepare?
All right. The part of feeling is just depending on the individual. I can speak for myself, but for most part, the hard work is actually in the practice. For me, being there was the easy part was being there. I think a lot of athletes get overwhelmed and excited for just making it to the Olympics, and then when you have big goals like Shawnee and Stevie, their goal is to win, without a doubt. Incredibly. They are the best in the world, not just Nassau, but it takes money. It really takes money to keep our people percolating. The only downfall to that is that most time traveling on trips, some delegates feel like they're more important than the athletes. So it's a discomfort if you don't have the right leaders in place, especially with traveling teams, and also if the federation is not. I'm trying to make the best provision for athletes to make them comfortable and suitable. I never take pictures with John Drummonds, the Michael Johnsons, the Gatlin, the Tyson. I mean, they were my friends. We hang out together. I didn't take pictures with them because I always felt like we was on the same playing field. Financially, no. But in terms of mental, they faster than me. But, hey, I hear you here, so I must be special. So, you know, depending on the individual, they get excited. I don't get excited. I don't take pictures. I don't do none of that. But we do hang out because I feel like we all on the same playing field. It's just a game, you know?
Wow. Incredible. Incredible. So that's how you prepare yourself.
Yeah. The hard work is in practice. Like once I know that I had a good practice,
mm-hmm.
and I beat up on one of the two star athletes in practice,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm ready to run.
Okay. So the practice prepares you for the big event.
Yeah, that's where the confidence comes from. The confidence comes from practice, not from your race.
Okay.
Your race is okay because you can win the race today and then tomorrow you have a bad week in practice. Mm-hmm. Or you miss your session. Or you had a bad night hanging out and listen, we wouldn't take that risk, especially track athletes. We really don't take that risk hanging out. But once I knew that I prepared right for the games and like a week before the games, my practice, my rituals, my times are coming together and I feel good. It's glory time because I'm about to kill somebody on the track.
All right. So for those who don't know who Nate, the great Natalia McKinney is, he is a former Olympian. Nate, you have a silver medal and a bronze medal?
Yeah, I have world game medals. I have three world game medals.
Three world games.
Bronze, two silvers, and then Olympics. Well, I was running faster than the majority of the team, but I pulled my hamstring, and, you know, I just sit it out. And then the Olympics prior to that, I keep on pulling my hamstring. My time is always ranked. Right up there, but it wasn't God's will for me to have an Olympic medal. I probably would have been acting stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I probably would buy that Bentley.
crazy. Great achievements, all right? Whether it's a bronze or silver, you know, I looked at the former champion of the 400 meters. What's his name? The American girl. Well, my horse, Alex Felix.
Oh, Alex and Felix.
Yeah, Alex and Felix. You know how Sinead Miller Ober have been going at it for the last 10 years at it, right? And then we saw at last year's Olympic how Sinead died at the finish line by accident. You know, that just pure adrenaline. You know, you have to go in your instinct and was just tipped in her favor for her to win an outstanding race, you know, because I call her Trinidad. She is an outstanding athlete. She just had a baby a few months ago, right? And then she kind of felt that she wasn't going to get back in tip-top condition. We also saw that from Shelly-Ann Fraser from Jamaica. And even though she didn't perform the way she performed in the Olympics, nonetheless, you have to look at the fact that these women just came off having pregnancy. And the point I'm trying to make, Felix was so excited to get the bronze medal. You know, she said that it was such joy just to win the bronze medals. Now, mind you, she has 6 Olympic gold medals. She has about 2 or 3 silver medals. So right now, she has 10 medals tied with the great Carl Lewis as the most decorated athletes, sports, track and field athletes. I think Michael Phelps is the most decorated Olympian, okay? But in track and field, Carl Lewis tied at 10 medals, and Miss Felix ties it with 10. But the bronze medal, the silver medal, to me, all our winners, even with the gold, because to go there and perform at a high level and to be successful, to even be in the top 10, and then you qualify yourself to win a bronze medal, which I think is an outstanding achievement. I think silver is a great achievement. I think a gold medal is excellent. But either way, it just shows you the dedication you talked about in practice, and practice prepares you for that big race. And I just want to commend all of the athletes. You know, I was really proud of Shelly-Ann Fraser. I know it's a little disappointed she wasn't able to, you know, win the gold, but nevertheless, her teammate was there and they won 1, 2, 3. So that's for country. It's bigger than one person. It was the whole Jamaica celebrating. Now we have your Abby Heyman 400 medal, Stephen Gardner, and then we have our 400 gold medal winner, Sinead Miller Ober. Right, so Nick, you know both of them. Now they're the two best 400 athletes in the world, like you explained earlier. Tell me, how do you think they are feeling right now?
Well, technically, athletes like Felix, Sinead. Before I get to Felix, Sinead and Stevie, let me get to Felix.
Go ahead.
Athletes all depend on how an athlete is. So I can feel athletes are, let's say we are the selfish athlete. Like we're a selfish athlete. We focus more on doing our job and then helping the rest. So it depends on where you meet an athlete, like me. I thank God it was a blessing. I really didn't care. You could put me anywhere. Let me do anything. I can do my own thing, and then I'll help somebody else. So technically, what I'm saying is, Allison Felix right now is at a peak in her career to make an influence and also to motivate young women in the maternity sense. So now she's advocating for mothers who have contracts for women who can get pregnant under their contract because Nike released her. So that's why this goal means so much to her. This goal means this. She's actually fighting like how you're fighting and advocating on the streets against gang violence and against the politicians from bombarding the area just for votes.
Yes.
So she's now advocating for mothers across the globe.
Don't be discriminated.
Every woman there is because of her scars, because of her C-section. Mm. And they understand. She understands what it takes to go out and practice, bust your hip, go back and forth, bear a child, and then come back and get and for a company like Nike, a multi-billion company, to tell you, like, no, we can't use you no more. You are at our disposal, so you're basically trash. So she's advocating at a later stage in her life. Maybe she wouldn't have done that if she hadn't gone through the circumstances and situation because her career might not have helped anybody because she haven't had anything to go along with it. So she had baggage, and now she has something. Out of her mess became a mess as a testimony.
Yes.
Therefore, as in terms of Stevie and Sinead, the way they're feeling, Sinead has always been an advocate fighting for athletes and rights within the federation and so forth, and they take stand. Nothing against the government, but most of the time, the government is just a bandwagon, whether it be PLP, FNM, DNA, whoever the government may be, not being biased in any sense. And they will come and hug you and give you a plastic smile, but the work behind the scenes, they were not there. So at least, like trust, is a sensitive situation to the degree that depend on what and how the athletes were treated leading up to Olympics can determine how they really feel overall. But the overall experience doesn't come from the politician. It doesn't come from the B2As. It doesn't come from the BOC. It comes from the Bahamian people. That feeling, like my feeling, I felt nothing at the stadium. I'm just a weird person, let's say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't felt anything at the stadium. My feeling came when I went on the park and you were doing a tournament and you said my name on the mic. I break out and start crying because that meant more to me than any cheer and any roar anywhere across the globe. So the Bahamian people, with their best endeavors, to cheer, to be loud, to make noise, to endorse, to evoke a crowd, and to making so much noise and shaking up the place means more to us and to the athletes than anything else.
Wow.
The joy of winning,
it
depends on the athlete again.
Wow.
Too. She's a superstar. Hey, I know he's supposed to do it. She got the swag. Stevie got the swag. Stevie is just a different person when it comes to being that type of athlete.
Right.
He's out there now, and he knows who he is, what he want to be. You know what I mean? He's not fronting. He's not engaging anybody. Mm. He's great business. And look at it. Look at how he runs.
Wow.
So I can tell you how he feels and his pride and Sinead in her own way. I had the opportunity in for the World Championship after they won.
But the producer said we gotta take a little break, so hold the call. We'll be right back after the break.
Ain't no love in the heart of town.
The most popular restaurant chain in the Bahamas is now in South Florida on 18450 Northwest 2nd Ave, Miami Garden. Bamboo Shack. We invite you to taste the flavors of the island. Seafood dishes, crack honk, shrimp and fish, chicken snacks fried to perfection, baked mac and cheese, conch fritters and more. Follow Bamboo Shack US on social media. Taste the flavors of the islands at Bamboo Shack Restaurant, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack, always delicious, always.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC Superfast Fiber Internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or BTCBahamas.com. Conditions apply.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
Rare Bachlan, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Valentin O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge. We have Nate the Great on the line. I want to just give a Bamboo Shock special. You know, I always told you that Bamboo Shock, they always come up creative specials for Bahamian people, especially when it comes to Bahamian athletes. So they have a special. And here's what they got. When they win, you win. Congrats, Steve and Sinead, on your Olympic gold medals. So Bamboo Shock is offering a double gold combo, one Thai, one crock chicken, two bottle gumbe punch sodas, $15 while supplies last. It's called the double gold combo. Yeah, $15. Bamboo Shock. Yes. Miss Pinda always coming up with creative ways for the Bahamian people, and she always supported Bahamian athletes. Yes. So Nate, you're back on air, and you were talking about Stephen Gardner and Sinead. But I really like what you said about Allison Felix. You know, she is fighting for a cause that is great. You know, she ended up coming back after she had a baby, and you said a C-section. She got fired from a sponsor. That must have been devastating because it was a sponsor that has been with her for a very long time. I would call it discrimination because she is a female. I don't care if she's in track and field. She should be able to have children just like a male athlete. Because a male athlete, he has sex, and then his girlfriend gets pregnant. So it's no different. She just need to take some time off, see if she can get herself back in shape, and then continue the contract. I think that was a slap in the face by her. But she proved everyone wrong. She was able to compete at the trials to beat out all those young athletes. And this is a fifth or sixth Olympics, Nate?
Yeah.
Fifth or sixth, and she was able to come through with a bronze medal. So she in the end wins. Now she can speak and feel very, very good with herself because they, when they thought she wasn't going to make it, she was able to use that motivation and to go to the Olympics and become successful at winning a bronze medal. So thumbs up to Miss.
Yeah, she basically uses that platform to educate, to help, to change the contract against women being
discriminated.
Able to
that, yes, discriminated,
you know, yeah, discriminated
against,
or biased contract and so forth like that. So equality, in a sense, should be in a division. My opinion, not across the board. It should be in the division. Men are men, boys are boys, and point blank. Mm. But we can't bear children unless science put some type of friction together to make it happen, or combustion, whatever it may be. But
and that would be abomination.
This is what I'm talking about. Boys is boys business. So she proves the point that, hey, women are totally different in the sport in terms of how they are treated.
Yes.
She's right.
Yeah, she's right.
But she can fight an ethical issue on what's wrong, what's right, and can help the sport now in her career. Probably in the beginning, she probably didn't look at it like that until she went to it. So God is using her because she's to the top. even though she came third or whatever, she's still to the top of her career because to
at
come
that,
over the medal,
at age,
you know, you're still the top of your career.
At that age, man.
Yeah.
If she didn't even come fifth or sixth, she still did great, as far as I can say.
I basically know her husband, Kenny. Me and him, we were on track together.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, he was a hurdler, Kenny Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went to South Carolina. We competed against each other a few times and so forth like that. So I knew when Allison stepped on the scene from high school, she went straight pro.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny's a humble fella. So you can imagine knowing people personally, because at that time, she came around the same time as myself. But knowing people personally, it isn't fair to just negate from where they were to the present time now, because she had to change her lifestyle. But the good part about it was, in America, they make you succeed, because the system is designed, especially you doing journalism, perfect. You know, a lot of people take a career in journalism at an earlier stage, but in America, you become a sports phenom, and then later on you become a journalist.
Yes,
Charles
Barkley,
Michael Scrihan in the Bahamas. You know,
yeah, like Michael Scrihan, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, all those guys. You know, they played professionally, and then
America makes opportunities. The thing is, how do the Bahamas make opportunities for our athletes like Shanae and Stevie? Besides just having the road and you have to up in the volume and the pressure beyond the agents and so forth. But we're concentrating on the Olympics. How do we now tell them that we are happy? What is BEC going to do? What is Patelco, BPL? What are these companies going to do? These corporations are going to do for our league, as opposed to allowing the government to put some strain on the government and responsibility. What are they going to do behind the scenes to have a lifetime achievement for these athletes? Free water bill, free cable bill. You know, we have to think outside the box, because we don't have the Nikes, we don't have the Adidas, we don't have these companies, we don't have the network or even the entities to help an athlete, whether it's a superior athlete, to go beyond where they are now so they don't fail in the future, because we can potentially lose Stevie and Shanae later on in life. As a nobody, you know what I mean?
So I understand where you're coming from.
Some type of lifetime
achievement
to these athletes. From this, jam them up, you know?
Yeah, because look what they did for us as a nation. Could you imagine? We have two the best 400 meters runners, male and female, in the world, and they went up on the podium, and the Bahamian national anthem played twice. You know, that was
back to back.
Back to back. That is incredible. You know, listen, that is incredible. You know,
the Bahamas was the highlight of the Olympic Games. Why? Because the two marquee events we won, the 400, and that took place where they didn't give us a time slot to have it earlier. We finished it off on the individual side to actually win the DAS 2 sprints.
Wow.
So, and we did complete. Now, tell me just saying God. God is a God of order. All right? They both ran out of lane 7, if I'm correct.
Lane 7? Both of them? Wow.
Both of them ran out of lane 7, if I'm correct. I'm just looking at the lanes, because now they have 9 lanes, so I need it to be 8.
All right.
So they both ran out of lane 7. Stephen Gardner time is 43.85. Sinead Miller runs 48.35. And if you play with the numbers and shuffle, they're the same number, same lane. You know, I just took it up right away. And I say, wow. And I like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, I don't gamble. I don't say anybody that I encourage you to gamble. But
yes.
And I don't do tarot cards, and I don't do those stuff. But it just, you know, just by me looking at it, like, wow.
Is that a fast time? And is lane 7 a good lane to be running in? Is this a fast time? Is it a fast time?
Lane 7 is an open, it's a blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's now becoming a favorable lane. Lane 7 and 8 are becoming favorable lanes because world records were there. It's more straight away you get to run, considerably to be faster now. But the only disadvantage to outside lanes are you're blind.
So you can't see no one coming in.
So if somebody comes from the inside who have the same foot speed as you and conserving energy of you, you got to be able to... To make up ground.
Hold on.
So the times when she runs.
So slow that rate down for me. When you say you're running, right? And then you don't know, you say in lane 7, you're running blind. So someone is conserving energy, that means they're waiting to get past you. Yeah. So that
you got
means
a fast inside runner.
Mm-hmm.
In lane 4 or lane 5, depending on their endurance,
mm-hmm.
and they pass you early and you don't position yourself right,
mm-hmm.
then the possibility you wouldn't even make a comeback in the race.
Wow.
So being up there, you have to really have that mental capacity to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Also that you have to have that coaching, coaching beside you, and also you have that discipline that no matter what, I'm not going to over-accelerate. I'm not going to go too far back positioning myself. Even if somebody passed me in the inside, I'm not going to pick up, but I'm going to hit my points. So they have points to 50, then they get 100, they relax, going into the 150, another 50, leading into the 200. They wanted to start dummying down a little bit with their legs, start to recover, start to rebuild them. The one top of the key would be the 150, start to accelerate some more, and then right around the 110, 100 some meters, and lone arm, just arms and feet.
So that's the curve now we hit. So that's when we go in the curve?
The curve considered to be the 200 meter where you
okay,
start.
Okay, okay, yes, I heard it.
Go ahead. The top is the 50, that'd be the 150 remaining.
150.
So if you don't position yourself on the last 150 meter stretch and you don't position yourself right, if you're too far back and the inside lanes engage on you too much, then you have to work extremely hard if they have the same foot speed. But thank God Shanae has endurance and the foot speed.
So
right?
Wow,
yeah.
That's crazy. So all this is a part of your training. So your training is what makes you succeed, and you talk about endurance, okay? So BMN people, listen to that. So when we see these athletes, they have to be able to say, I'm going to accelerate here. I got to watch my back. You know, when I hit the bend, the 110, you said it's the 110, 150? When I hit the 150, I have to be able to maintain my speed and make sure I'm not going all out. Then when I hit the 200, I have to accelerate. That's right, Nate?
Yeah.
So that's why
you have to start building. It's like,
right.
Almost like you're building. Like you're finding your goal because that's the position.
So
I like to break down track. Track, you can break down track to life experience.
Mm.
See, in life, we got to learn how to position ourselves. Because you've been on the street for a while to understand if you position your back wrong to the road,
there's
a possibility somebody come and get you.
I'd be dead.
Be in the right position.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yes.
So if you don't position yourself right in life, automatically, somebody's going to creep up on you, and hey, you get a surprise. So you don't need no surprise. You need to be in the best comfortable position coming off the curve.
Oh.
And that will determine where you at. Because if you're too far back, then you got to work extremely hard.
Oh.
And if you're too far out in the front, you can probably run out of gas or energy, the start energy, and everybody run you down to the line.
Oh, you know, by you saying that, I can remember when I was watching Bolt run. And then Degrassi from Canada, I watched when Bolt was going close to the finish line, and then you all talk about luck. You have to look back, and then Bolt looked back, and Degrassi was coming up with a particular speed. Then Bolt pointed his finger at him. So that's what he was talking about right there, because he started to decelerate, and then Degrassi coming to the finish line, he started
right.
to accelerate.
And
right.
Normally the deceleration is at its maximum, most popular. The deceleration is to conserve energy because athletes don't want to go as hard in the first round. Experienced runners never really run hard in the first round. They get out, they get into a fast relax, they take the lead. The last 100 meters, they look over their shoulders by just with the eyes, not with the head, because the head can slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into the 50 meter, then you want to look left, look right, conserve as much energy as you can to move forward into the finals. Unfortunately for Shanae, she couldn't do that in the 200s because
let's talk about that.
Besides knowing Shanae on a personal level and having the opportunity to talk to her anytime I want to, I don't need to go in depth with her personal business. But when you run track, your personal business is shown everywhere. So technically, if you understand track and field, if you don't have too much speed races and you're a speed runner, that means something is going on with your leg. So she didn't have as much races, right? You understand?
Yeah,
So the coach themselves have to hide an athlete or keep the athlete away from these races, these fast races, because it can damage them.
Okay.
Even though you just came off an injury. So where you see the bond was, if Bahamas is watching, I think she's bandaged on the right leg, right?
Yeah, right thigh.
So what we call that in track and field, we call that area right there, usually come from the pull position, clawing the floor. Mm-hmm. So when you claw the floor, you can imagine the amount of power that's coming out when you're clawing. Mm-hmm. And mainly that comes in sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on her workout and practice, she was doing a lot of sprinting.
Oh.
Because she really wanted the 200 bars.
Oh.
But the previous injury, you can't run sprint on top of runners who are already running the same speed as you. Why is she injured?
Oh.
You understand?
Okay.
So what she was doing, she was going to a test. The first round, she said, hey, you know what? I ran a 22 seconds low. Cool. I feel good. Second round, 12 hours rest. Not enough time. Because you know you're running six rounds. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of running.
Six rounds?
She ran six rounds.
Wow.
In the space of 5 days.
That's a 200 and 400.
Yeah, plus the 400. The 400 is too long.
All right.
So when she came around in the second into the semifinals, she started to run and so forth. She's a sprinter. She's a sprint. She's not a sprint qualifier. She's an in between sprint. And also distance, she's in between, so she don't have the best start.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So I understand.
She has to work twice as hard to catch everybody, but yet, check this out. Her ability to hold speed is better than everybody else in the field.
Yeah, she builds up speed.
Because she has stride times length equals distance because of her height.
Yeah. Why are you saying that? I just want to make this little comment. You remember we had a motorbike around the corner, there was this moped. Now, when we jump on it, right? It just go dead slow, blah, 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 blah. But boy, when she started getting the longer
one,
hey, nigga catching the ball. Boy, when she pick up speed, she make with 100, boy, Wally. But it's slow, it take off, make with 5, and it take must be 2-3 minutes before she pick up the speed. But boy, when she pick up the speed. So that's what you saying, like, that's how she is.
And that's why her energy is better than everybody else.
Okay, okay, okay.
That's why her energy is so good. Because even though she tried to put foot placement to the floor and push and pull and push and pull, she's doing effortlessly.
Wow.
So she doesn't have the quickness, but she has the speed and endurance.
Wow.
So she can carry top end speed longer than anyone.
Wow. I understand.
She can hold on to it. So
right.
So that's like the motorbike which you all used to push. She can hold that boo sound longer than any athlete.
Yes.
Because she's longer and she don't work as hard. She works efficiently.
Yeah. When you say the 150, because I noticed that when she hit the 150, she made that stride where she started to gain that stride you talked about.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was much easier for her in the 400 because she don't have to put that much emphasis into her sprint.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
only time she gets the sprint effectively is in the first 50 meters.
Oh, okay. I understand.
And she actually, during this injury on her IT band,
mm-hmm.
what's on that band right there is like the big thigh muscle.
Yeah.
Right between the, there is the IT band.
So
and sometimes it'd be tight on her.
Yeah, so I could be a dad. Right? I could be a dad.
That comes from the pull. That comes from the hamstring, all that has a consideration with the hamstring and the quads.
All right.
But that comes from the pull and the claw. So when she touched the floor, she has to pull and claw the floor and pull it back to her. Like
all
she touched down, like as a bop and pull.
All right.
So that's how she runs. She runs and pull the track.
I want to
You have something like pulling the track, like bum, 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 like Chandra Stirrup.
Yeah.
She does that.
All right.
Right? And that helped her race in the 400 wide. Because normally Sinead would go too hard.
Mm.
This time she went out easy. And she had more energy to come in and she ran a PB. So it worked in her favor.
Wow.
So God is good still, right?
Yes, yes.
It worked in her favor.
Yeah.
But if she wasn't injured, she would have gone out there like a...
I guess we lost Nate. I hope he ain't running the minutes. We're going to see if we get him back. But I just like the comment-wise... He tried to get back online. Yes. And it just was remarkable to see how she won the race. But But most importantly, you know, I think she came eight in this particular race. And I was going to sit in eight. I was going to be the devil advocate. And I was going to refer to him to say that same tape that she has on her leg, I was going to say that would not affect her. But Nate already explained to the general public and those who are listening to the show that it ties in with certain body parts, and that's where you get certain power from. So she was not able to perform the way she wanted to perform because that race is not the particular race she runs. She runs the 400. And what he is saying is that she has to accelerate in the 200 from the 50. But in the 400, she could accelerate from either the 150 to the 200 and then accelerate around the curve like what Stephen Gardner did in his previous Olympic gold medal, Olympic race, which he won a gold medal. So it seems to me Nate talked about it and he made reference to practice. So what you're seeing in the performance of Sinead Miller-Ober and Stephen Gardner is they listen to their coaches, they follow orders, and they pay attention to detail. And they know exactly to hold back their speed when they either hit the 150 or the 200 and then the 250 to get ahead of the crowd. You know, and they talked about looking to the left. And I make reference because I always watch the Olympics. But for me, track and field is one of the premier events. But for me, I like swimming. I love to see swimming. I am fascinated by swimming. You know, I used to watch Michael Phelps and all those great guys, Ryan Lochte, all those great guys, you know, perform in the Olympics. I really enjoyed the last two Olympics, especially swimming. I like gymnastics too, you know, and then I like the X Games, you know, they're my favorite. They're my favorite. But Nate has a lot of input. He must be running a little minutes. You cheapskate, you know, you're too cheap, you know. But it looked like he called back. He must have put some minutes on his phone. Hey, what happened?
Who's he done with me,
No, man, I ain't done with you.
Oh.
I get done with you. You go on there and pay your phone bill. You must be putting $5 minutes on your phone. What you been doing? You couldn't be talking to Jesus all the time.
They only allow you to go an hour in.
you ain't be talking to Jesus all the time, man. Come on, man. You're getting some good information because some of these things we need to understand.
Yeah.
So that injury, I was going to be devil advocate. I was going to say when I saw the part on the leg, right, and then she came out, you know, there were certain vehemence, you know, said certain things. And I don't think they said nothing bad. And they look at us the fact that, you know, this is looking bad. But I was going to say that band that she had on the leg, I was going to say, you know, that did not affect her, but you explain it. So
No. The bond basically is a heart. So after a while, technology has changed. No longer you have to put all type of
Bengay.
Yeah, you still probably might need that, but it's all on.
A stimulant?
I been a little too long. All on. Well, anyhow, it's a kinesio tape.
Uh-huh.
It's kinesio tape. So kinesiology is the study of movement. So brilliancy within itself. They come up with a tape called kinesio tape. So the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So what they would do is they're pushing their legs up straight, follow the ligaments that go and run in a particular area. First, they would shave her leg so it can stick. They would mm-hmm. cross over underneath the knee, put one depend on how the muscle runs. All right.
Uh-huh.
So with the IT bond, they would put it next to the hamstring and curve it directly like a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're seeing is that kinesio tape actually wrapped around the muscle area so it can take some strain off it. The kinesio tape has a elastics in it where mm-hmm. you can pull it, but it's very light and you can leave it like that. So it helps assist her with bringing her leg back and to and from. So it doesn't put so much strain on her. So when it gets to a particular length,
mm-hmm.
it can pull it back into formation. You understand where I'm coming from?
One question.
So it's an elastic.
One question. You talked about the fact that when you were traveling the world, and when you go to the World Games, you said you would meet guys like, Tyson Gatlin and stuff, and mm-hmm. you said they were faster than you, and they had more money than you, right? But you said to you, you were special because you were here just like them representing your country. Yeah. And you were quite right. So let me ask you a question. The Denisha tape you talked about right there, right? Is that given to all athletes, or does Shanae herself or the Bahamas Federation has to go and apply for these and buy these to bring to athletes like Shanae and Stephen Gardner? Because this seems to be the latest technology. This is looking like nanotechnology.
So let me tell you about the setup, first of all, at the Olympic Games, and as well as any big major games and such.
Okay.
Highly sponsored and so forth. So all the athletes are treated like professionals.
All.
On the federation, from the international side, from the federation side, like I said earlier, we need some grooming. Over the years, people are still doing the same thing over and over, call asinine, doing the same thing over and over, respecting new results from the athletes and one, the athletes that are different, the athletes and the kids. Point blank. That's my earlier statement, what I was advocating for. Secondly, the Kinesio tape, you can buy it anywhere. I don't know when the invention came around with it. It's no older than 10 years, probably. Mm-hmm. But kinesiology is the study of movement. So they use the kinesio tape to put on the movement tape, basically to put on the ligaments to help with resistance. So it's a resistant bond.
Mm.
But they are taped into a resistant bond.
Oh.
So when she feels like, when she extends her leg forward,
uh-huh,
it takes the screen away.
Oh.
It's almost like you're in the water.
Okay.
It's almost like you see when
it's
you're
like
in the water,
a brace, then. It's more like a brace. It's more like a brace.
Yeah, but then at the same time, it restricts the overpowerment.
Uh-huh.
Of the movement.
I understand. I understand.
So when it causes you to overpower, it would bring some relief to it and some resistance to it.
Mm.
So that's what the kinesio tape does. You can buy it at any sports store.
Wow.
Right? So it's inexpensive, but that tape is provided. Everybody should have kinesio tape in sporting arenas and so forth like that.
So
that's it.
Yeah.
It isn't a big deal.
Let me ask you a question. You talked about the difference in finance and technology that is presented by the top athletes like the Americans and the Russians and the Chinese and et cetera. Do we have a sporting complex for our world-class athletes who are winning gold medal here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas?
Well, we have both training facilities. We have the old stadium and then we have the new stadium. I think protocol has been established for athletes, international athletes to use these events. Run by the NSA department, they run it. So the Nassau Sports Authority has control. I don't know their protocol and so forth, if they have to sign up or they just walk on the track and so forth. But the only thing I say, like athletes, especially when you run at the Olympic level and being an athlete like Tornadoes and Stevie, questions shouldn't be asked to train in the facility. You know, I would say gyms. You know, need to give credentials, all the new gyms, Mark Fit included, should, you know, I'm just saying, they are privately owned, but let's take in consideration lifetime memberships at these gyms and so forth like that. Steve should walk right through the stadium, you know. Shanae should have that privilege. I know athletes across in America, depending on the level, don't have to ask these questions. But protocol being established, being a small country, we're still growing, people still need to know faces and so forth. But they have places to train.
Wow, that's crazy. So let me ask you a question. Premier athletes like Chris Gatlin and et cetera, who makes millions of dollars, sometimes those guys buy their own training facility for themselves. Do you have any information like that? Like they make some money and they decide, you know what, we don't need to train for the Olympics. We could go and build our own little jubble, you know what I mean?
Track and field athletes don't make that much money. Even though some of them might make a few millions of dollars. But
endorsements.
That's being like a top athlete.
Yes, like
Stevie would have the chance, and they would have the chance of making millions of dollars.
Right.
A typical other athlete wouldn't have that chance. It's slim to none. Track and field doesn't pay that much. That's why, but it's the most popular sport in the world at the game.
Wow.
And that's why we need to do way more for the athletes.
Yes.
The government would give them some land and a couple of dollars. But, you know, I think we should grow. It should grow even more. It should be more finances awarded to the athletes. That's just my opinion. I mean, those who've been there before, no, and I'm not a selfish guy. when it comes to finances.
Yes.
So I feel like that it should be awarded more because there's so much more we can do as a Commonwealth, you know?
Yeah. Nate, I have you online, but we have a caller. So I'm going to give this caller 2 minutes because we have you online. I don't want to have you waiting too long. So we just want to hear what this caller got to say, and then we get right back to you. So if you don't mind, you could hold for a minute.
Go
ahead, caller. You're on Inside in the City.
Yeah, bless it, Scoozy.
Yeah, yes, that's because.
Yeah, you know, the gentleman is totally correct. You know, the thing is, I just wanted to put this, and I was listening and learning from him. You know, I used to do track in high school. I actually won the 100 meters in St. John's when I graduated. I ran career still. I ran only 11 seconds a couple of times, but I ran with people like Barry Ramsey and Boy Blue and Joey Wellstrom. So, you know, I was kind of streety, so I wasn't dedicated. But I just wanted to put this in here. And I was very disappointed in some of the comments that the people had written when Shawnee got placed in the 200 meters, right? But internally within myself, I just had a dream that Gardner would win. And I knew Shawnee would come and win the gold in the 400, and I really was hoping for that. But some people was calling a loser. Those type of things don't help. They don't understand how hard track and field is.
That's right.
It's like you have to eat on time, you have to rest on time, and everything is, you see, saying so. Those type of comments is really disheartening. Of course, when Shawnee, anyone, this young gentleman, he's a track and fielder. Anyone, even don't care how long you did it. Once you did track and field, once you see him running the track, that's as if you run it. All
yes.
right? But so call her a loser. But I knew that she was going to win the 400, and also Stephen Gardner. And I said he's going to be the surprise. And this is what it was. Right? That's what really disappointed me. People calling her, it's not right. It's just shame on them. Bless it.
Thank you. And Nate, I'm going to get to you right now, and you could comment this also. Let me tell the people who said those comments. Listen, who said those comments? Listen, you can't compare to Shanae. Even if she came 10th in that race, all right, she was already a gold medal. No one could take nothing away from what she already accomplished. I can remember when she fell down before she got to win the gold medal, and she got cramp. And what did we say then? She does not give up. She does not give up. I remember when she got injured. She was running a race, and she got injured. She didn't qualify. And she came back next Olympics, and look what she did. Huh? So for Poisons to say that, okay, that's just Poisons who are not patriotic. They are Poisons. They are Poisons who even are not even pulling for her, you know, because when she lost the race, you know what I said in my mind? Hey, I saw something wrong with her. But I still support her. You know why I still support her? Because she already made us proud 10 times. So she could be she's never going to be a disappointment. If she was to race and lost in the Olympics just recently, she never was going to be a disappointment. Because anytime you look at the Olympics, you're always going to see her diving over that line, being one of the greatest female athletes of all time. You know, to me, Marion Ortiz is the best, along with Flo Jo, is the greatest female athletes of all time. You know, and they are joining the ranks, you know. So I know my history with track and field also. But so she is not a failure. She lost in that particular race. Nate.
I think ignorance is plays a part in our society, even larger than anything. I have people coming and asking me personal questions, which you can't get it out of me. I think I'm a veteran. I know I'm a veteran in the game. It's hard to get my voice on to a comment. I would call you personally and you know, and let you know, like, hey, you know, like, ease up or whatever. So we ought to be our brother's keeper. And when it came to Stevie expresses himself in a way that he wants to express himself. He's an adult. He's not a child. Anthony Strong, same thing. They say she quit and she give up. We don't know the psychological issues Anthony Strong was dealing with.
Yes, let's talk about that.
We don't know her body. We don't know anything about these persons. Only thing we know is what we see on TV and what we're accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas has been accustomed to winning, but has no majority of us doesn't understand what it takes to win. The caller call out names like Boy Blue and Barry Ramsey. If I know if he was jiving or not, then the names that he called would have been judged. But the name what he called, Boy Blue, one of the greatest printers in high school, and Barry Ramsey, my cousin who owns the printing shop, they were exceptionally good athletes, but could have been better. And the honesty of the caller was that, hey, man, I was entertained. I was a bad boy. I was in the streets. So it shows you to tell you the amount of talent that flew through in the Bahamas. But bad governance, bad coaching, causes this to happen. So we still are giving the athletes $40,000 and some property and a little perk or whatever. You got to up in the volume.
so we can have more people coming in and really wanting to come at the Olympic Games and having more people get educated to track and field. Mm-hmm. You know, so the Bahamas public, they, you know, I feel sorry for them. Mm-hmm. And I want to live like Christ in the best way I can. So, you know, I love you, but you know, it's ignorant. It's ignorant of you just to open up your mouth and just start speaking for no reason. Some people just like to open their mouth and speak on matters that they don't know or matters that they don't really understand.
And ready to quit the pointing finger.
You know?
And
And
watch this.
If she didn't conserve her energy and she overexerted herself.
She would have injured herself.
In the 200. Which is she didn't have a chance because she'd been on injury for too long.
Mm.
So she was trying to do something to make our country proud and so forth. But we don't have the appreciation.
Mm.
And no matter how much you do for somebody in this country, especially the Bahamas, you absolutely does anything. So that's given fact.
And the naysayers who made these comments, listen, if they was in the position, they would have crumbled. They would look at the crowd and crumble. So, like I said before,
that is good.
Yes.
That is good. They couldn't been in the position because this wasn't their raw. This ain't for them. They could be on the sideline turn.
Okay. We get a call on the line. Caller, I ain't gonna be completely out of time, but you can have a quick minute. Please go.
Okay, with. Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
You know, congratulations to Stevie and Shanae on the job well done. And then all of our athletes.
Yes.
When we take our country pound for pound,
mm-hmm.
I think someone's done work it out. Said we came 37 overall.
Wow.
37. See, when you look at those other countries, we only get 300,000 plus. They get that much athletes that they can pick from.
Mm.
Think about it. You know, and
yes,
so
sir.
And when you look at, we had some in the finals, in the semifinals. Other countries ain't had nobody even.
They did great. They did great.
So they not great. They did awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Excellent job. So when you think pound for pound, not just in track and field, you know, and
every sport
we take part in for our size.
Even in swimming.
We are on the top.
Yeah, even in the swimming and all.
I'm telling you.
Yes, you're right, sir. We did excellent.
I'm telling you, man,
yes,
so it's a great job that they did. And I just hope now when they come home, you know, we won't be able to come close together. But
yes.
I think this can be the biggest motorcade since Michael Thompson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And someone said Shanae was cheers, social distance.
Very good, sir. Man. Yes, sir. Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We got one more call. Caller, you got to make it real quick, please. We could give you a minute. That caller did an excellent job. You chapped everyone just now. You want to chap me up. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good night, Scoogey.
Good night.
I'm your guest. Good night, dear guest. Yeah, welcome. I'm Scoogey.
Hey.
Just like, you know, I want to first of all say congratulations to the bar, to Stephen Gardner and Shanae
Ober
Miller Vivo.
Yes, Vivo, sorry.
All right. And it's indescribable the height they went to, right? Because only a hater really gonna come up and say whatever they said negatively towards what, you know, a person like...
A champion.
A champion like, what you call it?
Shanae.
Like Shanae and, you know...
And the scrawn lady, even though the scrawn lady.
And even, yeah, and the whole team.
The whole team.
Because to reach to... Just like your caller was saying, to reach those levels, right? It ain't
easy.
Just like, say you're going to go train an hour and barely pop.
You're right.
It's, right?
Yes.
It ain't that simple and easy, right? I mean, because, see, even if you come fourth, right? Even if you come fifth, even if you come eighth,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you are the...
Ranking, you're in the rankings.
You are the eighth fastest
person in the world at that position. At that position.
You know what, people in the world?
it's achievement.
If you could come first, right?
Yes.
Second or third.
Yes.
In the world.
Yes.
And you ain't celebrated in your nation, right? Wonder why the Bahamas, you know, we used to be beating everybody in track and field when we were a track and field country, when we had a government that was interested in track and field, you know, but ever since that, you know, the government turned around and started focusing on themselves and focus on the youth sports and culture of the Bahamas, and here we lie, you know, where we lacking we're not lacking in potential when it comes to athletes. We lacking in structures to bring these athletes
first class levels with the best, you know, resources.
That's what we're lacking in, you know.
Yes.
But it's really the Bahamas, you know, the Bahamas is overrun with Shawnees, and we just have people who are not interested in growing us, you know, because they hate to see 100 Shawnees or 100 Stevies. You know, the politician can't take that.
Yes, sir.
You know, so y'all be good, and at the end of the day,
yes,
the Bahamas is number one in everything we do, but until we unify and come together
as one,
you know, forward, upward, onward, together.
Yes.
Right? That's what we're supposed to be living by, yes. not by what CNN or what the World Organization and all the rest of them say. We're supposed to be living forward, upward,
onward
together.
Bahamaland.
Right.
Thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. I want to say to all the callers, you guys did a wonderful job. You really commending your athletes. And we're talking about all the athletes who went there. We're talking about the scrum lady and all who stopped on the track. Like Nate said, we don't know what she went through. You understand? She could tighten up. We can't say that, you know. What you have to do is respect her. Respect the team. And understand the gentleman that said we came 37th in the world. Nate, you still there?
Yeah. I on board with you.
Okay, so Nate, we got about 5 more minutes, so you know I got to let you have the last 5 minutes of the show. We want to congratulate all of the athletes who went to and did a wonderful job. We also want to congratulate you, you know, for your past experience as a former national athlete. You know, you represent the country all over the world. I was really proud to see you when you won a silver medal in Japan. You know, that was 2007, but it was 2007?
Oh, yeah, 2007.
You see, I remember, right? Always remember that we were sitting down and we were jumping up and down for you. You made us really proud.
05, I think y'all was really jumping up.
Yeah, 05. What happened in 05? 05 has been.
That's when I see people can always critics can always talk. I was at the line getting ready to run. I beat on my chest and I started laughing. But you know what? When I came home, they say, I read the comments. They say, Mom, why is the boy laughing, man? You think he's serious? And he's beating up on his chest. You know? I was like, what? All in my mind was like, bro, to kill these niggas right now, you know? I was on the line kicking my face, like, bro, I can't wait to kill these niggas. Like, I'm ready for this nigga to start the gun, you know?
Yes.
Excuse my French, right? But I was like, I'm ready for this dude to start to shoot this gun, man. I'm ready to kill one of them. I was so hyped, right?
Yes.
But, you know, my people, like, you know, my black people, they ain't got nothing to do with their payments, man. My black people are so funny. It's like, you can't do right for them for 2 seconds. To find the fault, you know, so that's what it is. It ain't no
problem. And they can't find the faults in their own life. Just the thing is with black people, right? They like to find faults in other people, but they never find faults in themselves. They like to criticize people, but never one criticize himself.
The Bible say, he without sin, let him cast the first stone, you know? Mm-hmm. He without fault, let them cast the first stone. They be bursting themselves.
So yes.
That's just a part of the critical move. I mean, the critics. And the movement on what they do. But
yeah.
I can tell you one thing with Stevie and Sinead, my God, they are so humble.
Are they humble?
Yeah, they are humble.
All right.
And I think that I had the opportunity for me to actually do their celebration for them after in 2019.
Yes,
take them to the pig, take them to Byron Tiki Hut, do all the little gifts for them and so forth.
I remember all that.
So I hope I have the same opportunity and pleasure to actually provide that same type of atmosphere
yes.
for them. Scoochie, I appreciate you so much. May you stay motivated. May God keep you and bless you, my brother.
Yeah,
bless you abundant.
You know, and time from time, coming and stopping the show. Don't tell me when you're coming. Just coming and stopping the show, okay? I know you're just a Christian
awesome
man,
show,
you know, but I'm a Christian man too, but I'm a believer. But be in the same boat. Yeah, and I just want to say this real quick. So I nearly want to say thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
And you are ambassador for the country, and you always speak for the athletes, and you speak for the BMA people in the country. So I want to say thank you to you, Nate the Great. Silver medalist, bronze medalist, former Olympian, former whatever world, whatever. Whatever.
Before you play that music, to top it off, the interviewer said to me, he said, how does it feel to be running with Jeremy Warner, Michael Johnson protege? I said, what? He said, yeah, how does it feel to be running with Jeremy Warner? I said, how does it feel to be running with a barefoot boy from the inner city like me, from the ghetto like me?
Yes.
How does it feel to be running with a dude like me from the Bahamas, a barefoot fellow who came in the track and field? They were quiet.
Yes.
And they just printed the article. But that's the feeling I'm about. How does it feel for them to be running with me? You know where he is? You know where he's from? So, 242, I love you. I appreciate you guys for tuning in, your guest.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Nate. And you enjoy the evening, my brother. Did a wonderful job. And all the callers did a wonderful job. And my last comment is, when you're the greatest athlete in the world, Simeon Bales from the U.S., who I feel was discriminated against, just like Alex Felix, when she got pregnant, in this case, through her athleticism, and she was winning so much gold that they banned certain of her moves or routine. They wanted them, they were saying that she was so good that she would win everything. And see that right there, what I'm talking about? Even when you're the greatest, you know, people try to stop you from achieving your goal. But to her, there's nothing else she needs to prove to nobody in the world. She is the greatest gymnast of all time. So they can't stop your show. You're in the record books every time they show the gymnastics and the Olympics or whatever. You're already of your legacy. So I want to say to all our listeners and to all the callers who listen to Inside in the City, I hope we did a wonderful job here this evening. And to Shanae, Stephen Gardner, and to the whole entire Olympic team, you did a wonderful job. And to my host, to Guardian Radio, I'd like to say thank you for having me on. And to my producer, Wally, for extending the time. And I'll see you next week on Inside in the City.
Popular restaurant chain in the Bahamas is now in South Florida on 18450 Northwest 2nd Ave, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack. We invite you to taste the flavors of the island. Seafood dishes, cracked hog, shrimp and fish, chicken snacks fried to perfection, baked mac and cheese, conch fritters and more. Follow Bamboo Shack US on social media. Taste the flavors of the islands at Bamboo Shack Restaurant, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack, always delicious, always.